Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IMA on Bianca, B-I-A-N-C-A, Wiles, W-H-Y-L-E-S. Bianca Wiles is a 30-year-old woman who reports she injured her left shoulder at work on 4/22/22. But on that occasion, she was hit by a forklift on the anterior aspect of the left shoulder and then fell. She was seen at Inspira Urgent Care afterwards. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. She is no longer using a sling. Period. Paragraph, as per the records provided, Ms. Wiles was seen at Inspira Urgent Care on 4/22/22. Period. She related she was hit with a pallet that knocked her approximately 3 feet on the floor at 11 a.m. that morning. Period. She landed on her left shoulder and left wrist. Period. She underwent x-rays of the shoulder that showed no fracture. Period. She was also examined and diagnosed with sprain of the left rotator cuff capsule, for which she was initiated on conservative care. Period. She followed up 3/4/29/22 and remained symptomatic. Period. She was using a sling and was referred for orthopedic consultation. Period. New paragraph. This took place with Dr. McAlpin on 5/19/22. Period. He diagnosed left shoulder pain, comma, left shoulder contusion, comma, and traumatic incomplete tear of the left rotator cuff. Period. He performed a corticosteroid injection to the shoulder on this occasion. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. Dr. McAlpin followed her progress and noted injection provided minimal relief. Period. He then recommended that she have an MR arthrogram. Period. MR arthrogram of the shoulder was done on 6/29/22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. McAlpin reviewed these results with her on 6/30/22. Period. He wrote it confirmed no internal derangement of the shoulder in the form of rotator cuff or labral tears. Period. There was tendonitis identified by the radiologist. Period. He then performed a corticosteroid injection into the glenohumeral joint. Period. She completed her care with Dr. McAlpin on 7/14/22, stating the injection provided little relief. Period. She was working modified duty. Period. He advanced her to regular duty without restrictions effective 7/15/22. Period. On 8/11/22, she had completed therapy and the shoulder was feeling much better. Period. She was already working full duty. Period. She was then discharged from care at maximum medical improvement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Motion of the left shoulder was mildly limited in flexion to 170 degrees and internal rotation to 75 degrees, but was otherwise full in all independent spheres. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the buttocks level on the left and on the right to L2, both of which are suboptimal. Period. Motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres with decrepitous tenderness triggering locking. Period. Manual estimate is 5/-5. Resisted left shoulder external rotation with tenderness but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions on 4/22/22, Bianca Wiles was injured at work when a forklift struck her bodily. Perucci then fell onto her left side. Perucci was seen that same day at urgent care, where x-rays of the shoulder showed no acute osseous abnormalities. She participated in conservative care, including therapy and a sling. Perucci eventually was seen by Dr. McAlpin. Perucci had her undergo, he performed some injections to the shoulder with improvement, with some improvement. She underwent an MR arthrogram of the shoulder on 6/29/22 that failed to identify any internal derangement. As of 8/11/22, Dr. McAlpin discharged her from care and maximum medical improvement. She felt quite comfortable and was already working full duty. The paragraph of the current exam found there to be minimally reduced range of motion about the left shoulder. That is likely effort dependent. Provocative maneuvers about the shoulder were negative for instability or internal derangement. She had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. In the paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. End.